Greetings in Jesus' name on this 20th day of April, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently in the 40s outside with an absolutely beautiful sunrise, and the sun's up and shining brightly. Here in Maine, it comes up early, about 5:15, 5:20. The sun is up and really shining brightly, and we rejoice in the terrific Tuesday that the Lord has given us. My, how exciting it is to be able to be a part of what God's doing. I hope that you are living on the edge of your seat today, thanking God for His goodness and His grace and His glory. I hope that your hands are raised up in the air and you're saying, "Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name." He surely is worthy of all of our praise, and we are told to praise Him. Praise Him upon the cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. We're told to let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And I hope that you're doing that today. We're continuing wide open for Christ, the different projects that God has given us, the work of the ministry, the joy of serving King Jesus. It just does not get any better than this. To be able to serve the one who saved our wretched soul, we were doomed, destined, and determined to split hell wide open. But thank God, had mercy on us. For that we are eternally grateful. I'm reading currently in the book of 2 Samuel. I wish you would join me there in chapter number 9 as we speak for a few moments today on eating at the king's table. The Bible says that David was desirous of showing kindness to a man. And he calls Ziba in and says, "And Ziba, is there anyone that I can show kindness to?" David's a type of the Lord, and Ziba's a type of the Holy Ghost, and Mephibosheth is a type of you and me. And Ziba says, I've got one here that you can show kindness to. He's lame on his feet, and he's all the way down there in Lodebar. He's down where there's no bread. He's down where there's discouragement. He's down where there's depression. He's down, way down there, forgotten about, and no one knows it. But you could show kindness to him, and he calls for him. I've preached on this several times, and I remember years ago, I put that young man in the wagon and hauled them all around WGCR there. Some of you can remember that when I preached on a Thursday morning. And I put that young man in that wagon and started hauling him around the church and thinking about what David did for Mephibosheth whenever he sent the king's chariot down to Lodebar and picked up that old lame man on his feet, and discouraged and despondent and depressed. And I said, thank God he put him in the king's chariot and went down the king's highway, headed to the king's house to eat king's food the rest of his life. If this does not stir you up, there has to be some kind of issues. Phew, glory. It's thrilling to think that that's exactly what happened to us. We were down in Lodebar, the place of no bread. We had tried to get bread from the drugs of the world. We had tried to get bread from the sins of the world. But one day, thank God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords sent the Holy Ghost by our way and called us unto Himself, convicted us of our sins, and thanked the Lord, and He sent the king's chariot swooping by and picked us up by His good grace. And now all of this time we've been experiencing what Mephibosheth is experiencing in this passage of Scripture, 2 Samuel 9:11. "According to all that my Lord the king hath commanded his servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth," said the king, "he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons." And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah, And it talked about him, and Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table, and was lame on both his feet. David said, I'll show kindness to Mephibosheth. And that's exactly what he has done in our life, by saving us, by sustaining us, by securing us. And thank God, by the shout that he has put in us, we have been sustained by King Jesus all of these years. I'm glad today that I'm in the king's chariot, headed down the king's highway, going up to eat king's food with my Savior throughout all of eternity. You might as well enjoy yourself today and thank God that you're not what you used to be, and you're not what you're going to be, but you've been saved by the good grace of God, and he's done something in your heart that no one else could do. Be encouraged today. Be uplifted today. Let the Word of God do something for you today and cause you to turn your sad days into glad days. And may all of us rejoice in the good blessings of the Lord. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. I'm looking forward to next week preaching over there in Asheville, and it's going to be a wonderful time. And then preaching on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, chapel over at Victory Baptist in Silva, and then preaching Sunday morning at Rocky Face Baptist Church, Pastor Donnie Henson, and then headed over to Knoxville, Tennessee. And so we're going to have a busy time. I hope to see some of our friends and our ones that support this ministry. Thank God. It's going to be a wonderful time. I hope you have a terrific Tuesday, and God bless you. We'll talk to you again on tomorrow.